Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. And today we're reading from Psalm 119, verses 143 to 144 in the Voice Translation. It says this, "Trouble and distress have overtaken me, but your commandments bring me great joy. Your decrees are right and true forever. Grant me understanding so that I may live." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for these verses. I pray for those listening today who are encountering trouble and distress. They feel like life has overtaken them or trouble and distress has overtaken them. And Lord, I pray in those situations that your commandments, love God, love others, will bring them great joy. Sometimes it's just important to have that simplicity. The simplicity of purity of being devoted to you, Jesus, is so much easier and so much better than complicating our lives with being consumed by too many things to do or too many people that don't like us or whatever it might be. So Lord, I pray for the person today who is struggling with addiction. And Lord, that can take so many different forms, but it could be someone who's addicted to painkillers, someone who's addicted to alcohol, someone who's addicted to sex, someone who's addicted to food, someone who's addicted to praise or acclaim or fame, someone who's addicted to work. I know I'll just be praying for myself about that because that can be one of my stumbling blocks. Someone who's addicted to exercise or physique or looking a certain way, someone who's addicted to their own standing in the world. Lord, these are big things, and we would not be addicted if there wasn't something positive that we got out of it, and there wasn't some sort of escape that was part of that addiction. And so, Lord, I pray that you pull away or tear away the veil that separates us from that addiction and to show us what it really is, because when we're chasing after something that's not you, it's idolatry. And inevitably, the problem with addiction is that when we try one thing, it doesn't satisfy forever. So we have to try the next thing and the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. And it becomes this terrible jumping into a pit and falling all the way down because it just keeps getting worse and worse. And our loved ones will pray things like, please help my friend or my loved one hit rock bottom. And we just keep grabbing at things because it just gets worse and worse and worse. And we can't be satisfied. And so, Lord, for those struggling with that, who keep reaching for the next thing, hoping that that next thing will satisfy or bring the next high, Lord, would you just show them that all of that can be found in you? Not that we should look to you to fix all our problems, but that your presence, your spirit within us, your love, your power, your discipline, your kindness, your gentleness, your peace, your grace, all these things are ours for the asking, and that is what will truly fill us. You are the well, Jesus, that never ends. You are the wellspring springing up from inside of us to eternal life. You are the living water who, if we drink from that living water, we will never thirst again. So Lord, forgive us for taking sips of things we think will satisfy, only to realize that they're this type of water that makes us thirsty again. It turns to sand in our mouth. So forgive us for that, Lord, and help us to feast on you. Help us to seek you. Help us to lay down our burdens. And Lord, for those of us who can't seem to stop, who have the inability to say no to this, Father, I pray for your grace over their lives. I pray that you would send helpers, that we cannot heal on our own. We cannot heal in isolation. We only heal and we get better by community. That's why the 12-step program is so important, because we need each other to be able to conquer this in and of ourselves, and doing things by ourselves and on our own just ends up being a big mess. And so, Lord, I pray you would send community to the people listening today who are battling these kinds of addictions. And Lord, thank you that there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. We do not need to live under this shame any longer. We don't need to live with a cloud hanging over our head that this is going to define us for the rest of our lives, or what if someone finds out. Instead, Lord, we can live as freely as your children, and I love that. Lord, I pray that our understanding of your love for us would eclipse anything else that we would want to addict ourselves to. So Lord, be with those people struggling today. Be with me as I struggle, and grant us your presence. Your nearness is our good, and grant us friends who will help us walk along this journey. I pray all of this in the triumphant name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you for listening to Pray Every Day. So when you feel addicted and you can't say no, go to Jesus, go to some friends, maybe get some help. Yes, get some help, and trust that God is working in and through you. He will deliver you. He will deliver you. He will deliver you.